Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's IBM teleconference, doing more with IMS Enterprise Suite SOAP Gateway than ever before. Today's teleconference will be recorded, will last approximately 60 minutes, and will include a live question and answer session. In this teleconference, you'll learn about how the enhanced IMS SOAP Gateway gives you more options and more flexibility in support of modern application workloads. The speaker for today's teleconference is Himika Chennapragada, IMS SOA Technical Lead Developer, and Haley Fung, IMS SOA Technical Lead Developer. They'll join us for the question and answer session as well. Now, at this time, I would like to hand it over to our speaker, Himika Chennapragada. Sir, you may begin.
Hello, everyone. I'm Himika Chennapragada, and I work in IMS development, more specifically in the SOA on-demand area. I'm also the focal point for the IMS SOAP Gateway product. I'm really delighted and excited to talk to you all today about the latest release of SOAP Gateway as part of the IMS Enterprise Suite product. I'm going to share with you some of the cool features that are supported in the product. Over the years, we have heard and really listened to our customers' requirements and pain points and brought forth some really important upgrades over the previous releases. Of course, there are some that couldn't make it yet. One thing, though, for the benefit of both new and existing customers, I may be going over some of the basic features of the product as well. So those of you who are already experts in SOAP Gateway would kindly have to bear with me a little bit. So without further ado, let's jump right in. I'm on chart 2. I'll be basing my talk on this agenda. I'll first give you an overview of the IMS Enterprise Suite SOAP Gateway and cover some of the recent updates in IMS SOAP Gateway version 10 as well. Then I'll cover the IMS Enterprise Suite SOAP Gateway features in a little more depth. Finally, I'll close the presentation with how and where do you get IMS Enterprise Suite SOAP Gateway and customer value. Chart 3, IMS Enterprise SOAP Gateway overview. Chart 4 now. This picture shows how IMS Enterprise Suite SOAP Gateway fits in the overall scheme of things. Here I'm showing both IMS TM Resource Adapter below and IMS Enterprise Suite SOAP Gateway above. As you can see, one can send a SOAP request to SOAP Gateway from any client, including .NET or any Java client running on any platform. And SOAP Gateway is essentially a TCP/IP client to IMS Connect. Next chart, please. From the previous chart, one may have seen that SOAP Gateway is a lightweight server solution without the need of a full-blown J2EE server. It's a lightweight server solution that helps IMS to play in an SOA world. I would like to emphasize one thing here. Even though it is a lightweight server, it is not lightweight in function. We do understand security is critical to any enterprise solution, and we do have a few options to help customers choose their appropriate method when architecting their solutions. SOAP Gateway has excellent tooling support. Tools like Rational Developer for System Z. It also has its own tool called the Deployment Utility to help configure the various artifacts and administer the SOAP Gateway server. All these tools help make the usage of the product seamless. Once you have everything in place, of course. And in most cases, there is no need to change the existing IMS application code. So the bottom line, IMS Enterprise Suite SOAP Gateway continues to assist organizations in the following areas: enterprise modernization, application development, business-to-business integration, service-oriented architecture implementation. Chart 6. Let's take a quick look at the inbound or the provider scenario. This is the runtime picture. Here we see clients sending in SOAP requests, which are intercepted by SOAP Gateway and sent over to IMS Connect, which in turn sends it to IMS for processing. As you can see, SOAP Gateway is the HTTP SOAP endpoint. I'd like to point out a few things here. SOAP Gateway has some key artifacts called connection bundle correlators that it looks up at runtime to figure out what IMS transaction needs to be invoked and with what parameters for an incoming request, so that it sends the payload to the correct IMS transaction. Since SOAP messages are in XML, we use RDC-generated converters, which are deployed into IMS Connect, to perform the data transformation between XML and COBOL bytes and vice versa. Chart 7. The chart 7 shows both the runtime environment above and the development environment below in the box. As you can see in the box below, you can use Rational Developer for System Z to generate some of the artifacts I mentioned in the previous chart. I think the next chart makes a little more clear as to how, where the artifacts are deployed and by who, typically. Chart 8. This could vary from shop to shop, but typically you could envisage an application developer using the RDZ tool to generate all the artifacts. He starts by importing a COBOL copybook and creates a correlator, XML converter, and a WSDL that can optionally be published to an UDDI repository. The correlator and the WSDL files are deployed onto SOAP Gateway by the web server administrator, and the XML converter is deployed onto MS Connect with the help of system programmers who can compile and deploy it. Then finally, the Java or the .NET developer generates the client code from the WSDL and writes a client application to send in SOAP requests that SOAP Gateway is ready to handle. Next chart, please. SOAP Gateway runs on four different platforms: Windows, AIX, Zlinux, and ZOS. And it adheres to multiple web service standards. It supports non-conversational COBOL applications and allows MS transactions to be providers or consumers of web services. It also supports multi-segment messages. Supports CM1 with sync level none. It has built-in connection pooling with persistent sockets. It also supports SSL between SOAP and MS Connect and HTTPS between SOAP Gateway and its client. Chart 10. Let me talk a little bit about the RDZ tool. This tool is very powerful, and as we have seen earlier, it not only aids in the creation of artifacts, but also could help you as an application development tool or an IDE for modernizing and developing System Z applications. It has cool color coding for different languages, and it can aid in connecting to a host and help you code and compile stuff right from the tool without leaving it, among other things. For the benefit of our customers, we try to provide two unwarranted complementary copies of RDZ. Chart 11. As I mentioned earlier, SOAP Gateway supports SSL between SOAP Gateway and IMS Connect, and HTTPS between SOAP Gateway and its client. For callout, where IMS is a consumer of external web services, we do support multiple security options as well. So that covers the basic features of IMS Enterprise Suite SOAP Gateway. I know you are probably waiting to hear what other cool features are supported in the latest release. I'm not very far from that and would like to quickly cover the latest enhancements in IMS SOAP Gateway version 10.1 before I get into the latest things. Chart 12. We listened to our customers and got SOAP Gateway on ZOS, albeit without SMPE installation in version 10.1, along with asynchronous callout support. Then as an IMS version 10 SPE, along with SOAP Gateway version 10.1 iFix 2, we support synchronous callout as well. By the way, iFix 3 is the latest iFix that is available on the SOAP Gateway version 10.1 download site. This is a cumulative fix and contains latest fixes, including all the previous iFixes, and we strongly encourage IMS SOAP Gateway version 10.1 customers to take advantage of it. 13 now. For SOAP Gateway version 10.1 on ZOS, we provide the PACS file along with 5 template files to set up, allocate, and mount the HFS. By the way, the SOAP Gateway on ZOS is installed on the HFS file system. We also provide the proc that starts the server and a configuration member for the proc. Chart 14 now. Let's look at some of the features in the callout support. Callout support enables IMS to send an outbound request to an external web service and get the response back. Customers have two options. You can choose to use asynchronous callout, wherein you send the request without waiting for the response, or choose to use synchronous callout, wherein the IMS application waits for the response. In the asynchronous callout case, the IMS application needs to consider how to correlate the response to its request. Whereas in the synchronous callout case, all the correlation of the request with its response is handled internally by the SOAP gateway and there is no need for any external correlation. A new DLI call, ICAL, is added for synchronous callout with timeout capability and support for large messages. To maximize performance, SOAP gateway also maintains a thread pool that helps to concurrently retrieve and process IMS callout requests. Other highlights of the callout support include one-way or request response invocation in the case of asynchronous callout, transformation of XML messages using the converters generated by REZ. As you can see, the REZ tool is really powerful and helps with artifact generation for both provider and consumer scenarios. Chart 15. Let us see how a typical asynchronous callout request response flow happens. As you can see in the picture, a client starts IMS application 1 in step 1. In step 2, the IMS application 1 inserts a callout message into the alternate program control block of the ALT PCB. IMS SOAP Gateway establishes a TCP/IP connection with IMS Connect and sends a request to IMS Connect to retrieve any callout request from the OTMA hold queue or the T-pipe. The T-pipe name is obtained from the connection bundle when IMS SOAP Gateway starts up. IMS Connect retrieves the callout message as part of the request processing for IMS SOAP Gateway and calls the adapter and converter for XML processing if necessary. After the converter converts the callout message successfully, the IMS Connect XML adapter function sends the callout request message back to IMS SOAP Gateway. SOAP Gateway receives the callout request message in XML, parses the message to retrieve the service and payload data based on the web service identifier or the WSID value. SOAP Gateway loads the corresponding correlator file and retrieves the web service information and properties for invoking the web service. The request message for the web service is built. IMS SOAP Gateway sends an acknowledgement to IMS Connect and the message is removed from the corresponding T-pipe. IMS SOAP Gateway sends the callout request message to the web service using the SOAP HTTP protocol. If there is any output from the callout message, the response is sent back to IMS as a separate IMS transaction. Chart 16. The synchronous callout solution works similar to the asynchronous callout solution with some differences. Let's see in detail what happens in the cloud. Next chart, please. I'm on chart 17 now. Here is a flow diagram for synchronous callout to IMS SOAP Gateway. In step 0, IMS SOAP Gateway server is started and it waits for the callout request from T-pipe TP1. IMS application issues a new DLI call to send the callout request data and specifies an OTMA descriptor name and an optional timeout value. The specified OTMA descriptor name would match one of the descriptors configured with IMS. It consists of the routing information like the T-member and T-pipe name. The message is then routed and available in the T-pipe queue TP1. In step 2, OTMA delivers the request message to IMS SOAP Gateway through Connect. A correlation token will be sent together with the callout request it should be managed by IMS SOAP Gateway. After the send is successful, OTMS starts the timer to wait for the response message. The IMS application synchronously waits for the response. In step 3, IMS Connect XML adapter loads the XML converter to convert the request data from bytes to XML. It also adds web service correlation information in the message. IMS Connect delivers the request message to IMS SOAP Gateway. In step 4, IMS SOAP Gateway receives the request message and immediately sends an ACK or acknowledgement to IMS Connect to acknowledge the message. IMS SOAP Gateway looks up the callout correlator and the visitor file based on the web service correlation information in the callout request message. The outbound SOAP request will be built based on the correlator and the visitor file information and invoke the external web service provider. In step 5, the web service provider sends the response back to IMS SOAP Gateway, which will then be sent to IMS Connect along with the correlation token. IMS Connect XML adapter loads the XML converter to convert the response data from XML to bytes. It sends the response message to OTMA and correlates the message, the response message back to the corresponding IMS transaction instance. Chart 18. Here is a pictorial depiction of the thread pool in IMS SOAP Gateway that is used to maximize performance in the callout scenarios. You can see a thread, a callout thread pulling a callout message from the OTMA hold queue or T pipe. It then hands the callout message over to the thread pool, wherein the worker threads in the pool invoke the external web service, get the response from the external web service, and pass it back onto IMS via IMS Connect. This IMS application is waiting on a timer. Processing the callout requests in a timely manner is paramount. SOAP Gateway also has a daemon thread to make sure that the health of the worker threads in the thread pool is maintained at the configured level. I would strongly suggest you to refer to the thread management and configuration considerations section in the SOAP Gateway documentation for further details on how to fine-tune the various callout properties to achieve the desired results. Chart 19. SOAP Gateway now supports multi-segment messages to the web services provider scenario. Tooling is very key here as well. Using RDZ version 7.5.1 or later, you can generate the artifacts that handle the multi-segment messages with no changes to the existing IMS applications. The support is for both request and response. You can also send single in and multi-out, or vice versa. Basically, you can send in a single segment requests and get multi-segment output messages, or vice versa. This support is available with IMS SOAP Gateway version 10.1, IFIX 3, IMS Connect SPE, and RDZ version 7.5.1 or later. Chart 20 now. This chart shows the patterns of multi-segment layouts that are supported. To give you a typical example, SOAP Gateway supports indeterminate number of segments in some cases. For example, we support a scenario wherein you may have a header segment followed by indeterminate number of body segments followed by a trailing footer segment. Chart 21. This chart shows the patterns of multi-segment layouts that are supported. Actually, I'm on chart 20, I'm sorry. To give you a typical example, SOAP Gateway supports indeterminate number of segments in some cases, as is depicted and shown in chart 20. Now, if you can move to slide 21, this chart shows how my previous example is depicted in the RDZ tool and how a message could look like. As you can see, the body is configured in this example to have a maximum of up to 64 segments or less. And this chart also shows how the RDZ tool wizard looks like when you try to configure the multi-segment request and response messages. Number chart 22. Now let us look at the new features in the latest release. Chart 23 now. We have heard your requirement loud and clear. The latest release of SOAP Gateway is SMB installable and can be ordered like other IMS products. The IMS Enterprise Suite is a separate, no-charge product with its own bid. In addition, the installation on the distributed platforms is now managed by the IBM Installation Manager. Chart 24. Another important feature in this release is the support of WS Security, or the Web Services Security Standard. This industry standard support is phased. The initial phase supports the username token, as it is commonly called. Next chart, please. With this feature, you can dynamically pass in the security information like user ID and password as part of the SOAP request message. This information will be used by IMS Connect and OTMA for basic backup authentication and authorization purposes. Since the username token contains sensitive security information, it needs to be protected using transport layer security. In other words, SSL is needed to protect the user ID and password in the SOAP header between the web client and the SOAP gateway server. Chart 26. This chart shows the current support with IMS SOAP gateway version 10.1. In this case, the security information is static in the connection bundle and is common for all requests that use that connection bundle. And that is no longer the case in the new release if you choose to. Chart 27. Combined with SSL, you can now send in the security tokens as part of the SOAP header in a secure manner and then enhance the security with each request. Chart 28. Another important feature in the latest release of SOAP Gateway is the support of business events. To give you an idea, if you are a bank that runs on IMS as the backbone technology, you may want to generate an alert if a customer withdraws more than a specified amount from his checking account. Or if you are a manufacturing shop, you may want to trigger an event to reorder a part if you see the inventory of that part getting depleted beyond a certain number. This is where business event support helps. Chart 29. IBM WebSphere Business Monitor, WBM, is a comprehensive business activity monitoring solution that provides a near real-time view of your business performance. WBM provides visibility into the performance of business activities by processing events, calculating business metrics, and presenting key performance indicators through business dashboards. It identifies business problems, corrects exceptions, and changes processes to increase business competitiveness by improving process efficiencies. It helps when something goes wrong. Alerts can be delivered to make an organization aware of potential problems and proactively take directed action. It can monitor business events from any application via a variety of protocols. The requirement for IMS Business Event to support WebSphere Business Monitor would enable WBM to receive business event data from IMS applications for business activities monitoring. It helps IMS customer to leverage existing IMS assets to explore business event monitoring solutions and identify business problems, correct exceptions, and change processes to increase business competitiveness by improving process efficiencies. Chart 30. IBM WebSphere Business Events, or WBE, is a software solution representing convergence of power and ease of use. WBE supports advanced event processing features for detecting, evaluating, correlating, and responding to events and complex patterns of events. These capabilities are exposed through graphical non-programming user interfaces, allowing IT to manage the environment while equipping the business users to manage the event process themselves. So as you can see, both WBM and WBE are really powerful tools. And the business event supports both these tools. The requirement for IMS business event to support WebSphere business events would enable WBE to receive business event data from IMS applications for business activities monitoring. It helps IMS customer to leverage existing IMS assets to explore business event processing solutions. With the use of WBE, it helps customers to make business processes more efficient and increase business agility with rapid response to business rules and market changes. It can also detect and analyze business activities easily for identifying new business opportunities, mitigate risks, and improve customer satisfaction. Accelerate application growth with easy-to-use tooling and automation that can be enacted by business users. Chart 31. Let us now see a typical fraud scenario. You may, for example, decide to tighten your system to detect fraud in the bank example I gave earlier. You can set up what are called filters to operate on data or other events or a combination of both. Any number of actions may result in a rule evaluating to true. In this case, if the conditions are true, for example, the withdrawal amount was above $1,000 and the customer changed his or her PIN in the last 24 hours, then the transaction would be denied and would be sent for further investigation. Chart 32. So let's see how SOAP Gateway supports the business events. SOAP Gateway emits the event data asynchronously to WBE engine via the SOAP protocol, or emits the event data to WBM via the REST protocol. RDZ tooling is used to convert IMS business event data to either WBE or WBM formats. The flow shown on this chart is similar to the asynchronous callout flow that I talked about earlier. Next chart, please. Other major aspects of the latest release include a revamp / upgrade of the SOAP Gateway Foundation stack. It's basically a full makeover. We now run on a new version of Tomcat, new JDK version 6, and a new SOAP engine, which is Axis 2. This makes us ready for future support of other web services or WS Star standards and protocols as they evolve. This upgrade helps us to take advantage of recent improvements in technology and provide our customers with the best of breed technology as well. The foremost, to give you an example, is the hard deployment of web services without having to restart SOAP Gateway when new services are deployed. On chart 34, so where do I get IMS Enterprise Suite SOAP Gateway? Chart 35. The IMS Enterprise Suite SOAP Gateway information can be found on the IMS SOA integration website. The IMS Enterprise Suite version 1.1 SOAP Gateway supports both IMS version 10 and version 11. New features like WS Security and Business Event Support would require IMS version 11. If you have IMS SOAP Gateway, you can use the migration tool that comes with the IMS Enterprise Suite SOAP Gateway to migrate all your artifacts from IMS SOAP Gateway to the latest release. Chart 36. Basically, this shows the documentation link for the IMS Enterprise Suite SOAP Gateway product. Chart 37 customer value. Next chart, please. 38. With support to industry standards and protocols, the IMS Enterprise Suite SOAP Gateway has taken real strides to keep up with newer and ever-evolving technologies to help and sustain the growth of your business in this on-demand world. And it will continue to do so. Chart 39, I have a disclaimer, which is standard. And on chart 40, basically that ends my presentation. Thank you for listening. Now I'll hand it back to the operator.
Thank you, Himaka. Now we would like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Right after the survey, we will have a live Q&A session with the presenter. Your feedback is important to us, and we do appreciate the time you take to answer these questions. To participate, simply press the star key, followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. Please listen to all options before making your selection. Our first polling item, please evaluate the level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. If it was low, press star 3. Polls are open. Item number 2. Was the level of technical information presentation in this teleconference? If it was at the right level, press star 1. If it was not technical enough, press star 2. If it was more technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. Polls are open. Question 3. What version of IMS are you currently on? If it's version 10, press star 1. Version 9, press star 2. Version 8, press star 3. Version 7 and lower, press star 4. Polls are open. Question number 4. What is your planned use of IMS 11? If you plan to upgrade to IMS 11 within 12 months of October 2009 availability, press star 1. If interested in upgrading to IMS 11 within the next 2 years, press star 2. If no upgrade plan is at this time, press star 3. Now, we hope you've enjoyed the teleconference today. Please let us know if you're interested in receiving additional information or follow-up regarding the products discussed today. If yes for information on IMS 11, press star 1. If yes for information on IMS tools, press star 2. If no information is desired at this time, please press star 3. Polls are open. That concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Now let's move on to your questions. To ask your question, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone at any time. Now at this time, I'd like to turn the call back over to our speaker while we wait for questions.
Thank you. So wanted to let you know the latest release is out there now for you guys to test your play with the system. So feel free to ask any questions that you may have.
Again?
You know, either version 10 or even the latest release.
I have one question presently. William Alexander, sir, your line is open now.
Okay, Hamaker? Yeah, yo, this is Bill.
Bill, yeah.
We just installed the Enterprise. Couple things. One, I noticed that you still, for the ZOS, you still have to pull the information on the PC. I'm assuming at some point in time you are going to make it so that you don't have to pull it to the PC to upload it to the mainframe.
That's correct.
Is that, okay.
Actually, I'm going to send you some information about the APARs, and I'll talk to Maida, and then we'll coordinate that.
I've got the current APARs that you sent out as user mods, and I think
right.
There were 3 of them that were put on.
So the goal is that you shouldn't have to get anything from the PC, maybe except for Rational Developer for System Z.
We were able to pick up the APARs or the user mods from the FTP to the mainframe. That was good. It was just
great.
The main product itself. We just had to. I still had to pull it to the PC to upload it to the mainframe. That was a kind of a pain.
Okay. Yeah, we'll try to ease that up a little more going forward because we are also transitioning from the current FAC system to the SMP. And
okay.
We just are getting the APARs, user mods out, I think, today. And once we get the APARs out, the process should be just as usual.
Yeah, and then the other thing that I noticed is that the HFS that is loaded up with the Enterprise Suite is voluminous. It's large.
Right.
So anybody that wants to do it, anybody that wants to do it needs to make sure they have lots of space available to them.
Yeah, because we
bundle
JDK along with it. So the size of the JDK from the previous release to the latest release, because we bundled with the latest JDK, so that has gone up a little bit. So because of that, we also got impacted.
Yeah. And I also noticed that when the installation to create the directories, you made some assumptions on the creation of the directory so that you could do the apply of the FMID, and there needs to be some thought as to how to break that up, because some customers have an IMS directory set up and want to put the SOAP gateway on different HFS than the what the IMS directory currently houses, which is the IMS job.
Well, your voice is breaking up.
Oh, it is? I'm sorry.
Can you repeat the question?
Well, it was just more of a statement that you needed to make sure that the directory build that was part of the pre-installation for the apply, that directory needs to be broken up because there might be, in our case there was, already an IMS directory. And we wanted to put the HFS or the stuff for the SOAP gateway in a different HFS. And it really wasn't your process didn't make that available. I had to break it up.
Okay. I think they're looking at some of these things. I think, because, you know, I think John was also working on it. So we can probably take it offline and then take a closer look. And then, in fact...
Yeah.
I was planning on having a conference call with you sometime this week. I think you also wanted to chat with us, right? So
yes.
Why don't we do that, and then let's discuss all your questions or anything that you may have.
I had one other question. I can't remember what it was now. I'll have to think about it. But I can't remember the question, so I'll drop off. And then if I think about it, I'll ping back in.
And then, yeah, definitely, I think you're going to hear from sometime today.
Okay, that'd be great.
Sure, no problem.
As I have no further questions at this time, I would like to turn it back to our host, Mr. Chennapragada, for any closing remarks.
Thank you. So I hope with the latest release of SOAP Gateway, everybody can take advantage of all the industry standard functions that we have put in there. And going forward, we'll be making it more and more feature-centric and providing all the features that you have been asking for all these years. The first example being the hard deployment, which is a big thing if you ask us, because anybody who wants to use the system in a production environment would don't want to restart the service at the deployment of a service. So that's a big improvement. And then you'll be seeing more of these features so that you can use the product in a production environment. So our goal is to keep the system up and running, like keep the uptime for the product in a production system for a long time. And as always, feel free to send us any questions or comments, and it's been a pleasure talking to you all. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for participating in today's conference call. As you heard, discussion has concluded, and you may disconnect now at this time.